let me talk just a little bit about what a database is. Okay, we've been looking at a database. And we've been specifically looking at the Access database. Okay, a database is really a place to store information. That's what it's about. So if I've got a payroll system, I'm going to store information that lets me write paychecks. Okay? And the way I store it is I put it onto a table. Okay? A table is similar to a file. It's a collection of data. So, I will have multiple tables within a database usually. We're doing the simple version of a database right now, and we're only making one table. Later on in the semester, we'll go and look at making multiple tables. But right now, we have a table, okay? And a table is a collection of data. So again, if I was doing payroll, I would have a table that contained all of my employee information. And then I would probably have another table that contained all of the time card information for hourly employees. Okay, so you would put in your time card information, and that would be combined in order to generate your paycheck. So you would have multiple tables. I would also have an inventory database. And my inventory database would have my inventory, a file about my inventory. And it would have, when I receive something into my inventory, it would have a file about that or a table about that. So essentially a database is where I store data. And I store data that is related. So I have an inventory database. I have a payroll database. If you're doing games, you can have a game database associated with the game that keeps track of the people that have played the games and their scores, okay? Or something like that, if that's what you want to do. So you have a collection of data. Now, on the table, you have records. So we did a student database in class. And so we had a record for each student, okay? So the table was the collection of these records. The records is a record for each student, okay? So we had a record for each student, and on the record we had fields. So the ID number was a field, the name was a field, the GPA was a field, and we went down to have fields, okay? So a database is simply the collection of data, and that's what data processing and IT is all about, is gathering information and keeping it so I can use it again, okay? Because if I'm running a business, I need to keep the information so that it's available to me tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So the database is how I store it. You can also store data on standalone files that are not part of a database. And the file, again, would be made up of records, and records are made up of fields. But usually you want to have a bunch of files that relate in order to do your processing, and usually that means storing in a database. Okay? Access is a database that's easy to practice with. Access is used out in the real world if you are a small company. A big company is going to go to a more powerful database. They're going to go to something like Oracle, for example, which is a very powerful database. And in fact, is the database we use here at school to keep track of all of the student records that we have. So we use Oracle. And there are other databases like MySQL, which is very heavily used on the web. So if you're developing a website, you may well keep your data out on the database called MySQL, and that's used a lot on the database. So, that's the basics of how we store on a database. So now what we're going to go back and do is open up the database that we looked at. And so we're going to go into Microsoft Office and Access and open it up. And I'm going to say open, and I'm going to go into my T drive and open up the one that I had before, if I can remember what I called it. January 31st sounds like a name that I probably used. Okay, so here's my database. If I had multiple tables, when I create a second table, it would show up under tables. When I create a third table, it would show up under tables. So all my tables are there. And if I go in and I look at the design view of my table, okay, it shows the layout for a record. Okay, this is the layout. And if I click the magic thing, I should be able to write. Yes. This is the layout for the record. And every record on the table will have the same layout. Now, that doesn't mean I have to fill it in. If I don't know somebody's GPA, I can just leave that field blank. If I don't know their major, I can leave that field blank. But that field will still be there, it's just that it will not contain data. The layout for the record is all going to be the same. And you notice that you have field name up here. So those are the names of the fields. So those are the fields on the record. So as somebody that is creating the table, I design the layout. And I design the layout to contain the information that I will need. Okay? And then after I have laid it out, I can put the data in by coming over here and clicking on the view, and I can put in my data and see my data that follows the structure of the table. So I have my data following the structure of the table. Okay. Now, the way we have been looking at queries. A query is something that allows me to see records that meet certain criteria. Okay? If I, here at the college, for example, have a very big database with all the students that have ever taken a course here. If I want to see current students, then I have a field on there that tells me if they're enrolled this semester. And I can check that. If I want to see all business students, I can go in and check major. If I want to see all honor roll students, I can go in and check for a GPA greater than a certain percent. So basically, if I have 100,000 records, I want to be able to ask questions to see specific records that I need to look at. Okay? And that's what a query is all about. A query lets me go in and access records that meet a certain criteria. Okay, this particular one we looked at last time, it is saying that this has to be true because I have put it on both the criteria line and the OR line. So I am saying I want everybody that's a CI major with number of credits greater than 25 or a CI major with a GPA greater than 3. But it has to be a CI major. Okay, anybody that's not a CI major is not going to show up. Okay, now, Access, like a lot of Microsoft products, tries to give you the easy approach. Okay, so they give you this user interface that makes it fairly easy to set up the criteria that you want. But behind the scenes, it is actually working with something called SQL or SQL. Okay, so behind the scenes, it's going to be using SQL or SQL, which is spelled S-E-Q-U-E-L, I think. About half the people in the world called it SQL, and about half the people in the world call it SQL. Okay? I come from the time when I learned SQL, so I refer to it as SQL, but it can be referred to either way. Every time I go to one of these classes, I ask which one is the preferred way, and I always get the, you know, either way works. Okay, so what happens is that what you put in here gets translated in the background into SQL. Okay, so now what we're going to do is learn SQL, because SQL is the language of all databases. I don't know of a single database that isn't based on SQL. SQL is the language of the databases. So if you know SQL, you can interrogate, query any database. Okay, so it's knowing SQL that's important. This is a lovely user interface, but if you're going into the field, you should know SQL. Okay, so I'm going to go in and I'm saying create and query design again. They don't make it totally easy for me. And then I can say simply close. And at that point, it says, oh, you must want to do SQL. So you can see that it comes up with SQL over here. Okay? So I want to see the SQL view. So I go in there. And what I'm going to have, and I'm going to write this in Notepad and then put it in so that you can see it a little better. The select statement tells me that I want to select certain fields. And I can list the fields that I want to see. So select lets me list the fields I want to see. If I want to see all of the fields, I can use an asterisk. So I can say select asterisk. Okay, and that lets me use all the fields. And then I have to tell it what table. So I can say from student. Now, the way a lot of people write this is they write the SQL words in capital letters, and they write other things in lowercase. Doesn't matter. This is not case oriented. So I could have written the select is lowercase and the from is uppercase. I could have written the from is lowercase. I can do anything that I want in there. Where it is case sensitive is if I have a field name or a name here, this would be case sensitive. So that I have to use the way I wrote it. Okay? So select asterisk from student simply means I want to see everything on the student record. So I'm going to copy this and paste it in here. Okay, so I've now got select asterisk from student. And now I am going to view this, and there it is. There's the results. So it's showing me everything. Okay? So I'm seeing everything there. Questions? Yeah.
Would you click to see that?
The view over there. up here, right, remember, right below the file, right below the word file, is a list of all of the things that you can do. And if you click on that little arrow, the list comes up. And that's a list of everything that you can do. So I have the design view, which is the user interface. I have the SQL view, and I have the data sheet view, which shows you the results, and we're not even touching those two. Yeah.
When you first created the query,
yep.
When it says show table, what do I hit to get just where I can put the text in?
I closed it.
You just close it?
Yep. I'll go back and do it again.
Okay.
I closed it. I think I just did a print screen, and I want to insert that. Ta-da. Okay. Now I can go back. Okay, so one thing before I do go back. Microsoft tends to like to fix things. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What is the answer?
Pardon me?
What does the asterisk mean?
Everything. All fields. Microsoft tends to like to fix things. So I write SQL and it fixes it up for me. And in my opinion, I do a better job than they do. They add an awful lot of extra parentheses and everything, and we'll look at that in a minute. So if I click on design view, I run the risk of Microsoft taking over and fixing things for me. Okay, so you want to be careful when you go back that you click on SQL view and you go back that way. Okay? So I'm going to save this and I'm going to call it SQL all. And it now gets saved under a query, just like everything else. Okay? So, let me create another one. I go into Create Query Design, and I just clicked Close here. Actually, if you click Add, and then Close, it will give you the from student. So notice it gave you the from student. So if I actually add the table and then go over to the SQL, it will remember that I want to use the student table and it adds the from student. So you can use that if you want to, or you can just write the select and say close. Either way is going to get you the results. Okay, so, again, I'm writing in Notepad first, but that's strictly so that you can see. Okay, don't write in Notepad first unless you feel like it and you want to copy and paste too. But you can write right there in the Create SQL. So if I want to see certain things, I can say I want to see the student name, the major, and the GPA. And notice I put commas in between them. So now I'm saying these are the particular fields that I want to see. Okay? I don't want to see everything. I want to see these particular fields. So I'm going to copy that and paste it inside here. Okay? So now I've got that pasted. And if I click right here under File, okay, again, data sheet view is what I want to see. So I click on data sheet view, and it now shows me the student name, the major, and the GPA, because those are the three things that I asked to see. Yep.
Beginning sentence says characters found out to end on the SQL stage. So did I do something wrong? Or?
Yeah, but we don't know what it is yet. Okay, you can only have one at a time.
Oh, so this was one.
Yeah, only have one at a time, so that may be why it was giving you problems. You can only write one query at a time. Okay? Questions? Okay. So now,
I am going to save this, say yes, and call this SQL-free fields. Or anything, you can call it anything you want.
So if we put like from like let's say or student, let's say for majors and we put the number in between, we'll show us the signal between all students, like you know, like GPA from.
Okay, wait, we'll get there. Okay, well, wait, we're gonna get there, but we haven't got there yet. Right now, we're looking at everything. Okay, so if I say query design again, and I say close, and then bring up the SQL view, again, I have just the word select. So now I'm going to go in, and I'm going to remove that semicolon, because I'm going to write something beneath it. I only want to see people that are CI majors. So I'm going to say where major equals CI. And notice the CI is in quotes because it is a non-numeric field. It is a text field. It is a string field. Okay? Think about it. If I said major equals and I just put CI here, it would assume that the CI was the name of a field. And it would go look for a field called CI, because I just wrote a field called major. If I want to tell it that I want to look for the letter CI, that's a literal. I want to literally look for CI. That's a literal. I want to look for CI. And a literal, if it is a text literal or a string literal, should be enclosed in quotes. If it's a number, no. The other thing is that I should have here the same type. And that we will see a little bit more when we get to a number. So I defined major when I did it as a text field. So therefore, I need to compare it to a text field, okay? It doesn't do a terribly good job of comparing text and numbers and that sort of thing, and we'll look at that in a second. So, I want to have the same type. So now I'm saying I only want to see where the major is, CI. So I'm going to copy that, and I'm going to paste it in here. And I'm going to do a view of it. And so there are my four CI majors. Okay, my business majors are not showing up. And I would love to get rid of that keyboard, but it likes to hang around. And it's gone now for a split second, and then it's back. SmartBoard is a wonderful thing. It has nothing to do with anything you're doing. It has everything to do with SmartBoard. Yeah?
Can you go back to the SQL view? I want to see what I wrote wrong inside
that. Yep. So I come over here, and I go to the SQL view. And I bring that up, too, just in case, because you can read that better. Okay, so I am using the fields exactly the way I wrote them when I created the table. Okay, GPA I had in caps, major and stu name I had in lowercase, student and major again lowercase, and I want it equal to CI. Hi. Questions? Yeah.
When I put the where for where major is, when I go to try to put it in a database, a data sheet view, it says, I have an error, it says characters found after end of SQL statement.
That's the same thing I had. I had a semicolon.
And then after I click OK, it highlights where.
Do you still have a semicolon after the from student?
Yes.
That's where it is.
The semicolon means I'm all done. So the semicolon should be the last thing in the statement, and there shouldn't be any other semicolons roaming around. Okay? It has to be the last thing in the statement. Because semicolon says I'm done. Because it turns out one of the things that SQL advertises is that it's a very simple language. There are very few verbs, select being one of them. But select can have approximately 50 different clauses on it. So, in fact, the simplicity kind of goes away. But if you talk about how many big picture statements like select there aren't very many, but then there's a gazillion clauses that you can throw on the select. Okay. Now let's say I want to say where major equals CI and GPA is greater than 3. Now notice that is not in quotes, because GPA, first of all, is a number. When I defined it back in my structure, I made it a number. 3 is a number. And so I am comparing number to number, no quotes. If, however, I had defined GPA as a text field, which I'm not recommending, then I would be putting the 3 in quotes. Okay? Because, again, I want to compare types. And if I tell it it's a text field, then it expects to compare to a text field. Okay? But you can get into some interesting problems there. Because text and numbers are stored differently. Numbers are stored when it stores it over against, and we'll look at it in a minute, over against the right wall. And text is stored over against the left wall. Okay? And so it can get very confused at points. So you would like to keep the same types. So, now I'm going to take this and we will test this. So I'm going to add in here and GPA greater than 3. Okay, and again, semicolon at the end. Okay, it turns out they're all greater than 3. So let's go back and change that and say greater than 3.6. So greater than 3.6. And then, when I go and view it, I'm only getting 2 records. Okay? So I gave all CI majors a B or average or higher, but now when I've changed it to 3.6, I'm only getting 2. Okay? How would you guess I would write an OR statement if I wanted CI majors or people with a GPA? That's right. Just replace and with or. So give that a try. Okay, apparently I didn't give any business student a good average. So, GPA greater than 2. Let's see if I get some business students there.
Yeah, now I picked up some business students, okay?
So I said greater than 2. I think I will now say greater than 2.5, so I will eliminate one of the business students. So I'm going back to my SQL view, and now I'm going to say greater than 2.5. And when I view that, I now got rid of one of the business students that had a 2.45. So I said I wanted CI, and those were all CI, and this one was the greater than 2.5. And as it turns out, all of them are greater than 2.5, but the BU one wouldn't show up there if it hadn't been greater than 2.5. The other BU did not show up. I gave the CI majors all too good an average. Okay, now we're going to go back and look at the one that I had that said and either. And I am going to look at it in design view. And this was the one where I said, okay, they have to be a CI major. The major has to be CI. Okay, because I put that on both the criteria and the oil line. And in addition, I either need the number of credits to be greater than 25. If it is, then I am going to display. However, if you look at the OR line, if it's CI and the number of credits are not greater than 25, I have a second chance. And the second chance is the GPA greater than 3? And if it is, then I display. And if it's not, I've run out of chances. So the record is not going to show up. And again, I'm connecting each of the yeses and nos separately. And we will spend more time on flowcharts as we go along, but for now I'm just kind of showing you to show the logic with the hope that you're reading them all right. And then we'll get into how to write them. Okay, so I'm saying if they're not a CI major, they're not going to show up. If they are a CI major, I'm going to check. Is their number of credits greater than 25? If it is, I'm going to display them. If it's not, one more chance. Is the GPA greater than 3? And that is a Y there, supposedly. If the GPA is greater than 3, I'm going to display. If the answer's no, I'm out of here. They're not showing up. Okay? So that is the way that I write it in the user interface. But there is actually an easier way of writing it if I go down here. Okay, I'm going to say, and I'm going to add number of credits, because I don't have to see number of credits, but how else do I know I got it right? So I'm going to basically put in number of credits. Okay. So I said here that they had to be a CI major. So I've got major equals CI. And then I'm going to write and parenthesis. And I'll explain what parenthesis means. Number of credits is greater than 25, right? I think was what I had. Or GPA greater than 3? Tell me if I got that wrong. Is that right? Is that what I said? Number of credits greater than 25 or GPA greater than 3? Okay.
So, what I've got here is some logic that we need to talk about. First of all, Anne's gets resolved before Oz. And parenthesis changed the order of operation. Those are two basic logic rules. That ands get resolved before ors, and parentheses change the order of operations. So, if I hadn't put any parentheses in there, the two things around the and would be grouped together. And we're going to look at that in a minute. The two things around the and would be grouped together. Because when I say resolved, it means that it will take the two things around the and think that they are grouped together. And then the thing after the or would stand alone. Well, that's not what I want. I want the major to be CI, and I want basically either of these. And the parenthesis basically lets me say, and either of these. Because the parenthesis get resolved first. That changes the order. It is resolved first. So basically, the parenthesis said, oh, I want number of credits greater than 25 or GPA greater than 3. Okay. And I'm going to combine that with major equals CI. So major has to be CI and either of the other things. Okay? So when you see that word and think that word either, this and either of those, think parenthesis. Because either and parenthesis are good friends. Yeah?
Do we need a space after the greater than sign where the 3 is at the end? Because you don't have one after the 25.
Yeah, you're right. It lets you get away with both.
Is the correct way to have a space there?
I'm not sure I'm willing to say the correct. But it does let you get away with both, and we'll try it. I like it better to have the spaced. That doesn't mean I always do what I like, as we obviously saw, but I like it better to have the space. But we'll try it both ways.
I don't believe that any form of SQL really cares as far as spacing is concerned.
No.
Unless it sees it as a special character.
Yep. And we don't even want to look at that yet. But we will eventually. Okay, so I've now got major CI and either of those. And so if I view that, okay, I've got CI, major greater than 3, as it turns out. I really should have given somebody a lousy average. But what I've got is, this is always true, and either of these. And this also, and I should have mentioned it before, remember I said numbers are stored against the right wall, letters are stored against the left wall, that kind of, or text fields, even if they're numbers, are stored against the left wall. You can see that here. This is over against the right. CI is over against the left. Okay. So, that just got me the right output. And if I go back and make one of these students... Okay. Hmm. Okay, so I'm going to come in here and change. Let's make John Doe has a 2.5. Okay, so now if I take this, I'll get it yet. Now if I take this one, note that again, you do not want to have the table open when you're doing a query. It gets upset about that.
It happened to me.
Yeah, it happens to us all, myself included. Okay, so now I've got this here, and I've got GPA greater than 3, and so now that person got picked up because they had number of credits. GPA greater than 3 did not get them on the list, but number of credits greater than 25 did get them on the list. Okay, so that shows that it can be the either. It's either one or the other. So they have to be a CI major, and they have to have either a GPA greater than 3, but John Doe doesn't, or number of credits greater than 25, and John Doe has that criteria, so he meets that criteria. Okay. So, now we can go back to the SQL view, and we can take out that space and between the greater than and the 3, and we can run it, and you see you get the same results. Okay? So it doesn't actually care, and I can get away with a lot on that kind of thing. I think it's a little more readable to put the space in, but I don't need it. Okay, so now let's take out the parenthesis.
I got a lot of parentheses in mind. But
yeah, it's because you went into design view, and Microsoft fixed it for you.
So does that try to take all those out?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Okay, so now I am taking out the parenthesis. This means that ands get resolved before ors. So they get put together. And this stands alone. So in other words, what I end up looking for is CI majors with credits greater than 25, or anybody with a GPA greater than 3. Anybody with a GPA greater than 3. Because the or stands alone. Okay, so anybody with a GPA greater than 3. So if I take and run this now, and I've taken out the parenthesis already, and I run this, you can see I ended up with a business student who had a GPA greater than 3. Okay, because that stood alone. It was no longer saying, has to be CI and either of those. It was no longer saying that. Okay. Questions? Okay, try writing one. I want to have CI major with a GPA or a business major with a GPA greater than 2. Okay? So I want CI majors with a GPA greater than 3 or BU with a GPA greater than 2. Try writing that. And you've only got 5 or 6 records, then it makes sense to go in and add a record or 2 so that you can test. Okay? So if you can't test this, then throw in another record or 2. This doesn't need any parentheses because ands get resolved first. And what I'm basically saying is CI and GPA, so that's really saying and that's really saying and. And so ands get resolved first, so we'll group those two sets and then say either of those two sets. And so actually I don't need any parentheses on this one. If I put them in, there's places that I can put them in where it will work and places that I can put them in where it won't work. But I actually don't need any parentheses. Let's try that. So I'm going to say CI and GPA greater than 3, or major equals BU and GPA greater than 2. Okay, so ands get resolved before ors. So that means it will tie these two together. It will
tie those two together, and then it will say either of those two sets. Okay, because it does the ands first. And then it will say this or that. Then the or kicks in. Okay?
So it will tie the ands together, and then it will say or. Okay, so if I take and run this, so I've now got CI majors with a GPA greater than 3 or BU majors with a GPA greater than 2. And if I run this, that's what I get. So I got 2 BU majors with greater than 2, and I got 3 CI majors that had greater than 3. And I'd gone in and messed up John Doe and put him down to a 2.5, so he didn't show up. If I go in and make this person a 2.6, greater than 2, a 1 point something, then they won't show up. If I make them a 1 point something. Okay? Now, this is what my query is. And if I save this, ands plus an or whatever. Okay.
I think it's because you have generated stuff and then we're going to change it.
Now if I look at this and I look at it in design view, this is what it does. The newer versions kind of add this thing in. Used to be that it would come over here and put them right under the fields. For some reason now, it's decided that if I go from the SQL over to look at the design view, it will move them over to the side like that. Still doesn't show them because put it in parentheses means it doesn't show them. It just means that they test them. So, as I said, I'm not sure why they decided to do that. But anyway, I see the CI and the greater than 3 and the BU greater than 2. Okay? And if I run this, I see the same result. So it doesn't show that CI and BU twice. The putting it in the square brackets over at the side means it's not going to be visible. Again, I don't know why they chose to do it that way, but they did. Okay, now I'm going to go into the one that I had originally, which was this one that we looked at. This one I created in design view, all right? So I created this in design view. Now I want to go and see the SQL. Okay, so I'm going to go look at the SQL. And there is the SQL. A little carried away on their parentheses. Okay? So they put in enough parentheses to make the thing, as far as I'm concerned, totally unreadable. I have no idea what this says until I strip out 5 versions of parentheses. Okay? So, if you pass this in to me, and I'm going to next week give you an SQL assignment,
if you pass this in to me, I will send it back to you and say, I want to see code you wrote, not code that Microsoft wrote. And so I'm going to send it back to you. So be cautious. What I'm going to suggest that you do, because Microsoft can decide to interfere, is that when you write the code, you save it in Notepad, and you make a Notepad list, and you send me the Notepad list, so that if it gets messed up, I'll know how you originally wrote it. Because it might even get messed up with me experimenting and seeing how it works, okay? So I'm going to tell you when you send me the SQL assignment to send me the Notepad list of what you wrote along with the SQL assignment to save us both a lot of headaches, okay? The other thing that Microsoft does is it adds in here the table name dot field name. I've been having you just write the field name, and it works fine. They add in the table name dot field name. Now, as an aside, if I have multiple tables, and the multiple tables, and I'm using multiple tables, which means I'm listing more than one thing in the from clause. From table 1, comma, table 2. I'm using two tables. If I have a field that appears on both of those tables, it can justifiably be confused. And so at that point, I have to provide the table name dot field name. But that's the only time that I need the table name dot field name. If the name only appears on one table, I don't have to tell it what table. It can figure it out. Okay? And essentially, this is just a lot more difficult to read, especially the extra added attraction parenthesis. There is absolutely no reason to put parenthesis around the field name. But they do. Student.major has parenthesis around it. Then we have another parenthesis around student.major equals CI. Then we have another parenthesis, and God knows where that one ends, but it ends down at the other side someplace. Okay? So they really got carried away. And the clarity there goes away along with it. Questions? Okay. I want you to try a few more. Okay. So on this one, I want to see GPA greater than 3 and either number of credits greater than 30 or major equals BU. Okay, so try doing that one. self-satisfied.
I'm proud of
in using field names, be case sensitive. And as Max just said, Microsoft is a little more forgiving than the rest of the world, so just get in the habit of being case sensitive.
So I'm going to simply say say select asterisks. I'm going to just show all the fields. So I'm going to say select asterisks. You can list them all out, but I just am going to show them all. So I'm going to say from student where
okay, so I have to look at that.
Okay. A lot of you, okay, my turn, folks, for a minute. A lot, if you do not put parentheses in, you have GPA and number of credits greater than 30. These get combined. Okay, it's not going to let me in. Sometimes if I'm persistent, it decides I can do it. So these two would be... Okay, come on. Go ahead and click that. No, that one we don't care about right now.
Yeah, the whole list.
This is supposed to now
let me do that.
Okay, flying saucers have happened.
Yep.
I have no idea, but anyway, if I wrote it that way, the two things around the and would be tied together, and major BU would stand alone. So in other words, anybody who's a BU major could show up, and then anybody that had a GPA greater than 3, and. Now, I want to have the GPA greater than 3 has to be true. So I have GPA greater than 3 and parenthesis, which means and either of those. So those are in the parenthesis. This or this. So it's GPA greater than 3 and either of those. Okay, so now if I take this and go back over to my access and do a query design close SQL view. Okay, so I'm going to now run this, and I got all of the people a GPA greater than 3. One of them was a business major. The other, the CI, got in there because the number of credits were big enough to get them in. Okay? So greater than 3 GPA had to be true, and either of the others. Now, if I take the parentheses out of that, so I go back over here and I take the parentheses out, then all BU majors are going to show up. Okay, all BU majors are going to show up. And the person that is a CI major met both the number of credits and the GPA criteria. But all BU majors showed up. Was that a question or a stretch, John?
I would imagine arm stretch. I think it seems inverse.
Okay. And then the other one that I asked you to do or to look at was somewhere in here. There. Okay. This one would be, I'm going to write G GPA greater than 2.5 or NUM credits greater than 40 and major equals CI. Do I need parenthesis on this? Do I need parenthesis?
No.
No. Because the ands will be resolved first, and it will be GPA greater than 25 or both of those, and the and gets resolved first. If I threw in parenthesis around the two questions with the and, it's not going to hurt anything, but it's not required. Okay? So if I take this and run it, that's what I get. Okay, we are done. Somebody said the quiz wasn't showing.
Displaying redirecting to your
head. Huh.
That's what I'm getting, yeah.
I will fix that tonight. Don't see what's wrong with it. So I will fix it, hopefully tonight, definitely by tomorrow morning. Okay, so you can find it. And it's not due till next Tuesday, so you're okay. Usually I check those when I put them up. Oops.